Let's take a look at new features in Revit 2025 for electrical engineers. We can pull up the new features page in the documentation. I'll actually use the electrical engineering BIM scorecard to first just score the new features page using that framework. It has 10 yes or no questions to evaluate the usefulness of BIM software for electrical engineers. The first question is engineering mentioned? And yes, they have systems for MEP, and they have structural, so they talk about engineering. The next question is MEP mentioned? And yes, they have systems, and that talks about MEP. Then the next question is electrical mentioned? And here it's actually a no for the what's new page. They talk about systems, and they have in parentheses MEP, but they don't call out electrical as its own separate discipline. So rating just the new features page, it actually gets a score of 2 out of 10, which isn't very good. This isn't the most fair analysis. If you look at Revit as a whole, it scores probably a 6 out of 10 on the scorecard. Looking at the marketing by itself, they don't talk about electrical as a separate discipline. And that's going to be reflected in the new features that we see in Revit 2025. Taking the new features page, if we filter it by discipline to look at MEP, we can see the new MEP features. And there are actually 3 electrical features listed here, but none of them are at the top with images. So kind of the main features are not electrical. They're in the mechanical and plumbing space. They've got 3 features, not really very highlighted, that are related to electrical. Those features are single phase electrical components, disable mark number auto generation, and report low voltage panels. In the new feature video that Autodesk released, they also mentioned another feature, which is the maximum number of circuits on low voltage panels. If you take a look at the core features, there's a number of improvements there also that might be of interest to electrical engineers. It's really adding depth to the existing features that already exist in Revit. So if you're using those features, you'll probably see improvements. If you want to learn about those features, go check out the other Revit 2025 videos that have been released on other channels. They're going to talk in depth and better about those features than we are here. We're going to focus specifically on the features related to electrical engineering. The first feature is the single phase electrical components. This is another expansion of the electrical analytical models feature. It was added in Revit 2023. It was expanded in Revit 2024 and now in Revit 2025. The idea behind this feature is that you can do your initial design work in Revit. So you can start creating panels and signing just estimated loads to them to start getting a size of your electrical system. This is work that you're probably doing in Excel today at the beginning of your project to start sizing your equipment and switchgear. I understand what they're trying to do in moving this into Revit. The problem is that there's no connection between this analytical model and then the devices you place in the actual plan. So you can create this analytical model, but then you have to create the panels separately, and they're totally distinct models. So there's no actual connection between what's happening. What they have is no better than the Excel spreadsheet that you're using today. It's completely disconnected from everything else that you're doing in Revit. So while it's good that they're expanding it and you can now do single phase loads, that was a huge hole that they didn't have before. You could only do 3-phase loads. It's important to be able to do those single phase loads. If you try and use this, you're going to quickly run into other limitations with this feature, and it's going to drive you back to the Excel spreadsheet that you're using now. So you might as well just stick there. There's really no benefit to using it in Revit, particularly when it's not really a finished feature, even after 3 years of release. There's also a buried change for this hidden under more release information, update information. When you update your model, previously the analytical model didn't have voltages assigned to anything, and now they have those voltages, which they need for the 3-phase versus single phase. So all of your analytical models from anything that you convert from a previous project, they're going to have their voltages set to none, and you just need to go and set them to a value. It's not a big deal. It looks like you can do it multiple devices at a time. But it again just highlights how incomplete this feature is and probably how unusable it actually is in real-world design. The next feature is the disable mark number auto-generation. The description of the feature says that this will better accommodate MEP workflows. If you take a look at the list of devices for electricals, this is related to electrical equipment, electrical fixtures, and lighting fixtures. Previously in Revit 2024 and earlier, when you insert those types of fixtures, they will get a mark number assigned to them, and those mark numbers will just increment up as you insert them. So you can see here in Revit 2024, we put those devices in and they're having mark numbers assigned to them automatically. If we take a look at that same functionality in Revit 2025, we put some devices in and no mark number is assigned, it's left blank. This is where my inexperience using Revit for actual electrical design is going to come through. So we're a software developer, we help engineers use it and augment the calculations that are in there. We don't actually use it day to day for design purposes. So I'm not really sure what the issue with mark numbers was. Autodesk felt it was important to remove it as an other increment value and make it one that you can just assign as necessary. If you use marks in your workflows and you're one of the people who are excited about this change, go ahead and let us know in the comments how this is improving your workflows, just so that other people understand the benefit of that feature. The next feature is report low voltage panels. It's not the best name for that feature. It's a very subtle feature, but actually pretty useful. What this does is it lets you assign a load to a low voltage panel, connect that low voltage panel to a power panel, and then actually have that load transfer up to the power panel. So to demonstrate that difference, let's take a look at Revit 2024. You can see here I have a power panel, and then I have a low voltage fire alarm panel. I've added a connector to the fire alarm panel that's a power connector, and I've put a load on that fire alarm. So this fire alarm has a load that's going to be connected to the power panel. We can make that connection in Revit 2024, and you'll see that the fire alarm panel has a load. The circuit has a load, but the panel that it's connected to doesn't actually see that load. So the load isn't being transferred through the rest of the system. To make this work, you'd have to put a receptacle or a J-box next to that fire alarm panel and connect that, and then the load would transfer properly. If we open this same project up in Revit 2025, you can see I've got the same setup, the power panel and the fire alarm panel. And now the panel itself sees that load. So the load is on the fire alarm panel, the load is on the circuit, and now the load is on the panel as well. And so now that load is going to be carried throughout the rest of your system. This is a better way to model things. You're not having to have that separate receptacle next to your fire alarm panel to get the load there. It's just in the fire alarm panel itself, which is really where that load belongs. You connect that fire alarm panel to the upstream power panel, and then everything works as you would expect. The final electrical feature is the maximum number of circuits on low voltage panels. This is a new parameter on electrical equipment that is categorized as other panels. If we go back to Revit 2024, take a look at that fire alarm panel we are just looking at. Under the circuiting category, there's nothing related to number of circuits. We can load up as many circuits on this fire alarm panel as we want, and it's not going to warn us or prevent us from doing anything. Open up that same fire alarm panel in Revit 2025, take a look at the circuit properties. It has a new maximum amount of circuits property. It's not my favorite name, but it gets the job done in terms of describing what it is. If we set that down to 2, we can now have only 2 circuits. So I've got a couple of fire alarm devices here. We can connect the first one. You can see it connects. We can connect the second one. And when I connect this third one, we're going to get this warning message saying that we've exceeded the number of circuits. It's similar to the max number of single pole breakers on power panels. It's just the same feature for other panels. And that's it for electrical features in Revit 2025. All in all, a fairly underwhelming set of changes, but it's what they've done for us. For comparison, let's look real quickly at what we added to ElectroBIM in the last year. This is our electrical design software for Revit. It already had all the features that you wanted to have added for electrical design in Revit, including single line diagrams and wire sizing and voltage drop calculations and fault analysis and arc flash and selective coordination. So those features already existed in our software. In the past year, we added a feature to automatically generate a one-line diagram using your Revit model. We added an export of wire lengths from our software to Evolve Electrical, making a link between our design software and electrical contracting software. We added better control to your customization so you can get those settings dialed in for your firm and transferred between projects a little more easily. We made improvements to how feeder IDs can be shown on the single line diagram. We added the ability to link Revit shared parameters to ElectroBIM information so you can transfer that data from Revit to our add-in a little more easily. And we added shared parameters for breaker settings so that you can schedule those settings in Revit. Previously, you were limited to showing that on your trip curves. Now you can actually show it in Revit schedules. Those are the kind of features that we've been adding over the last year. We're going to be adding similar features in the next year as well. If you want to have single line diagrams and wire sizing and voltage drop that works in Revit, go ahead and download a free trial of our software. You can check all those features out. I also do a monthly webinar talking about best practices for single line diagrams in Revit. So if you want to learn how our customers are doing their single line diagrams, feel free to register for that webinar and you can see how that's working. Links for the free download and the webinar are in the show notes. And of course, make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel.